It's your health, your wellness day in our community. Today we're featuring the Renfrewen Area Connection Center. I'm joined by Community Engagement and Education Officer Tina Hunt. Tina, thank you for taking the time out to speak with us. And I'm just curious how the police got involved with this project.
So this was a grant that we wrote in conjunction with the Renfrew Police Services Board through the Community Safety and Policing Grant. So as part of that grant, the Connection Center was what we felt could write for and that would best represent the community and assist the community in areas that I think that maybe there was not necessarily some lacking, but that we could use some further resources for our community and to make it like a positive experience for everybody.
And what are some of the resources and services that you offer?
So our vision has been to create a community-based, community-led hub, basically with partnering with different community services, programs. We offer obviously like a physical location here in Renfrew that has a smaller meeting space, a couple offices. So where community partners, members of the public, whoever that may be, can come in and utilize our space. We also have resources available and information available from various partners in the Connection Center. So for people looking, one, maybe, you know, whether they're new to the area or they're in the area and have been in the area and they're unsure of resources that we have or things that are available within the community, then they can come into our Connection Center and we can get all that information for them or share any of the community partners that we're working with.
So it sounds like a wide range of services that you're offering. I'm curious though, because I noticed outside your door over the summer that there were naloxone kits out. Do your services include for addictions and overdoses?
Yes, we have information in here, obviously on our like mental health crisis teams, addiction services, where people can get resources. We do have naloxone kits available in here for people to come and obtain for free as well, which I think has been a huge success for us and obviously like assists with making our community safer in the sense that people have that available for them to utilize if it so happens that they come across somebody that maybe is having a drug overdose. And there is instructions and information in with those kits on how to use them.
So how does this all come together?
In terms of resources and everything like that, we try to partner with as many community partners as we can and kind of work towards being that hub that, you know, if somebody is looking for something and they're not exactly sure where to go, they can come into us. We can help them find that information. We also have different resources in here, including like laptops. So if somebody needs some assistance with whether it be an online application or trying to find information for various things, they can come into us and we can help with that. We also put on training and education. So we have a school program that we run. We have community training sessions that we run out of here as well. Yeah, like we work towards being that place that people can come and feel comfortable coming in and be able to seek the resources and information that they need.
And I imagine because this is more of a drop-in service that people really aren't making a ton of appointments ahead of time. But do people come back and talk to you? And how's the reaction been?
Honestly, it's been fantastic. Like we've had a lot of community support. And I think our biggest hurdle being a newer resource, like you said, is making people aware of it and in the marketing and education around that we are here and, you know, stop in and see us, or if you have questions, give us a call, email us, anything like that, and getting that information out there. But we have been really happy with people that have been in and the connections that we've made, you know, for their community partner connections, anything like that has been fantastic. And going forward, really, we want to just work on, like I said, making sure everybody is aware of our services and what we're here to do and what we can do and really growing.
Well, it's not hard to find the Renfrew and Area Connection Center right next to the Renfrew Public Library, Ragland Street South, downtown Renfrew. Be sure to drop by if you have any questions or looking for some information, programs being offered right here in town. We've been speaking with Tina Hunt with the Renfrew and Area Connection Center. Tina, again, thank you so much for taking time out.
Okay, awesome. Thanks so much.
And remember, you can find the complete Your Health, Your Wellness interview list at renfrewtoday.ca. I'm Casey Egan. Thanks for listening.